forgiven in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. So, are we keeping the third commandment today? I guess that depends. What is the third commandment? Well, here's the answer from Exodus chapter 20. Listen to this. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your manservant or maidservant, nor your animals, nor the alien within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. So as Luther says in his small catechism, what does this mean? You know, most Christians have interpreted this text from Exodus to mean that we keep the third commandment by refraining from work on Sunday and going to worship instead. However, you may know that there are a few Christians who insist that the Sabbath is the seventh day, that is, Saturday. And actually, they're right. That is why the Seventh-day Adventists do no work on Saturday and worship on Saturday also. But what we need to understand is that both Saturday and Sunday Christians may easily miss the point of the third commandment altogether. Therefore, in our gospel reading from Matthew, Jesus helps us understand the true meaning of the Sabbath and how it applies to us today. Now at the end of Matthew chapter 11, Jesus thanks his Father that he has not had mercy on those who have rejected his Son, Jesus. You see, there were many Jews who were offended when Jesus said that they were sinners and that he was their only Savior. And why were they offended? Well, you see, these Jews did their best to keep God's laws. For example, they kept the third commandment. They did not work on the seventh day. They obeyed God's commands. So they couldn't understand why Jesus was accusing them of sin. Who did he think he was anyway? Well, later, on the Sabbath, mind you, Jesus and his disciples are walking to another town to preach the gospel. And along the way, they take a shortcut through a grain field. Now, the disciples were apparently hungry, and so Jesus gave them permission to pick off some of the heads of grain and chew on them to kind of curb their hunger until they had a chance to have a decent meal. Now, of course, there were some pious Jews in the area who saw this behavior, and they were shocked. You see, Jesus and his disciples were breaking the third commandment, or so it seemed. You see, according to Jewish tradition in that day, Jesus' disciples were working. First of all, they were walking much farther than was allowed on the Sabbath. You were supposed to stay put unless there was an emergency, and even then you were only allowed to go a short distance. But second, they were picking heads of grain, which also qualified as work. And so the pious Jews asked Jesus why he allowed his disciples to break the third commandment. Now, in one sense, they had a point. I mean, we should never, ever willingly do as we please and willy-nilly ignore God's law. You see, these Jews knew the scripture from Exodus 20 that I read to you moments ago, where God clearly told his people to refrain from work on the seventh day. So, who did Jesus think he was, anyway? But that's just the point. Jesus says that he is the Lord of the Sabbath. Jesus is the one who gave He has come to fulfill it. Simply put, Jesus gave his disciples permission to work. They could walk and pick grain in good conscience because Jesus is God and he said they could. In fact, Jesus even gives a couple examples of this from the Old Testament. On one occasion, God gave King David permission to eat the temple bread meant only for the priests. And on other occasions, God gave the temple priests themselves permission to work on the Sabbath so that they could circumcise baby boys on the eighth day after their birth. That was also a commandment of God. So in other words, what would happen if there was an eight-year-old baby boy? He was supposed to be circumcised, but it happened to be the Sabbath. God told the priests, go ahead and work. I give you permission to do that. The point is, Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath. And if he gives us permission to work, we can, because he's the one who gave the law, and he can change it if he wants to. Jesus then quotes this scripture from Hosea chapter 6. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. Now, what does this mean? Well, if you study that section of the book of Hosea, you will see that God is rebuking his people for misusing his laws. And one example Hosea gives is how the people misunderstood the whole point of the sacrifices that were offered in the temple. You see, God had commanded his people to bring offerings to the temple. But these offerings, especially the blood sacrifices, these were meant to be a sign of our need for God's mercy, and especially a sign of the ultimate sacrifice that would bring us salvation. But you see, the people in Hosea's day had turned the temple offerings into a system of works righteousness. They thought that their obedience to God's command and that their performance of this duty was somehow earning blessing and mercy from God. So what point is Jesus trying to make when he quotes this passage from Hosea? Simply put, Jesus is stressing that the Jews of his day are making the same mistake about the Sabbath law. You see, even though God did command his Old Testament people to refrain from work on the Sabbath, their obedience to this command was never meant to be a way for them to earn God's mercy. But that's just how the Jews in Jesus' day understood their keeping of the Sabbath. They refrained from work on the Sabbath, and they had it going through their heads that their obedience of this command made them worthy of God's mercy. And if they're worthy of God's mercy, of course they don't need a guy who's claiming to be God and Savior. Now, all this leads to a question. Why did God tell his Old Testament people to refrain from work on the seventh day, the Sabbath? Well, follow me on this. God finished his work of creation when? At the end of the sixth day. So God rested on the seventh day, not because he was tired, God doesn't get tired, but he rested on the seventh day because he was done, he was finished. And so later on, God told his people to refrain from work on the seventh day as a sign of what? A sign of rest. In other words, the seventh day was a reminder that God is the one who created everything, and so it's foolish for us to think that we actually have to trust in our own work to take care of ourselves. God had his people rest on the seventh day to remind them that he is the creator and that we must rest in God's work for us. But now, here's the real question we have to answer today. how do we Christians now remember the Sabbath day, since Jesus has come and has finished his work? We have to remember Jesus came to fulfill the third commandment. Now, how did he do that? Again, follow along with me here. God finished his work of creation at the end of the sixth day. God rested on the seventh day because he had finished his work. But as you know, Adam and Eve messed it up, and we also, too, by our sin. We have destroyed God's work by our sin. But God, in his mercy, planned to save us from sin and give us eternal rest in his grace. But how was that work of God accomplished? Well, once again, follow me. When did Jesus die? At the end of the sixth day. And just before the sixth day ended, Jesus shouted out from the cross, "It is finished." Jesus then rested in the tomb on the seventh day. And on the first day of the week, Sunday, Jesus rose from the dead. Now, with that understood, how do we remember the Sabbath day now that Jesus has finished his new creation? My friends, the point of the third commandment for us Christians today is that Jesus is our eternal rest. In other words, unlike the Old Testament, before Jesus had even entered the world, the Sabbath is no longer about a day. Instead, the Sabbath now is about a person, the Son of God, the Lord of the Sabbath. I want you to remember these words from our gospel reading. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Now, having said that, please understand, Jesus is not teaching that we can simply ignore what God says in the commandments found in Exodus. He's not saying, "Yeah, I've come to tell you, you don't have to listen to what God says, you can do as you please." That's not what Jesus is saying. What he's saying is, what happened in the Old Testament was a picture pointing ahead to me. But now that I'm here, we celebrate this salvation in a whole new way. You see, my friends, if God still wanted us to refrain from work on Saturday, then we shouldn't work on Saturday out of love for him. But the point is that Jesus no longer asks us to refrain from work on the seventh day. You see, that Old Testament ritual was a picture of Christ's rest in the tomb on the seventh day. The people of God resting on the seventh day, that was a picture, a symbol of Christ resting in the tomb on the seventh day. But now that Jesus has finished his work, he wants us to remember the Sabbath day by resting in his promises, not just one day a week, but every day, every moment. And by the way, that's why Martin Luther gives this explanation of the third commandment in his small catechism. Some of you might remember this. "We should fear and love God that we do not despise preaching in his word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it." Notice when Luther explains the third commandment, he doesn't say anything about not working on either Saturday or Sunday, although that's a good idea because we need to take time to hear God's word. But his point is that we should not despise the preaching of God's word that points us to Jesus. Instead, we should rest in God's word that points us to Jesus and gladly hear and learn it. That's why you're here today, and that's why we should take time every day to meditate upon the word of God and rest in Jesus. So what about that question I asked at the beginning of the sermon? Are we keeping the third commandment today. Sadly, we are sometimes no better than the work righteous Jews in our gospel reading. For example, there are some Christians who refrain from work on either Saturday or Sunday and then conclude that they are then worthy of God's mercy and blessing. I remember one time I met a man when I was in Bismarck who was upset at all of us Christians who are worshiping on Sunday and did work on Saturday. And I remember I asked him, well, why do you think you're going to heaven? And he said, well, because I obey God's laws. For example, I don't work on Saturday like you do. There is an example of how somebody was trusting in his own obedience, his own work, rather than Christ. And he was missing the whole point of the third commandment. And like I said, sometimes we're no better. We sometimes wrongly think that obeying God's laws is how we earn His mercy. In fact, you know, we Christians can even turn worship into a work. This happens when we keep tabs on how many times we go to church and think, boy, I went to church 48 out of 52 Sundays this year. God must really be impressed with me now. We're guilty of great sin if we think of church attendance as an act of obedience that earns God's mercy. We're not here to impress God. We're here so that God can serve us and pick us up in His arms and give us rest. Finally, we also break the third commandment when we get so involved with our own physical work that we have no time to focus on God's work for us. You know, in our modern world, many things can distract us from time with God's Word, such as our job, or maybe sports, or a million other hobbies that we busy ourselves with. Now, there's nothing wrong with having sports or hobbies or working a job. We all have to do that. The point is, when all these things take the place of God, then we're breaking the third commandment. And we're all guilty. So am I. But you see, my friends, that's why we need Jesus. We can't jump up and touch the Son. We have all failed to keep the third commandment. We all fail sometimes to rest in Christ's work because we're guilty of being so busy resting in other things. And so the good news I have for you this morning, my friends, is that Jesus kept the third commandment for you. Jesus is the only one who trusted perfectly in His Father's work, and He did that in your place. And on top of that, Jesus died on the cross for your sin. That's where He finished His new creation that He has given to you, the forgiveness of sins and the hope of eternal life. At the end of the sixth day, Jesus finished His work of saving you. Then Jesus rested in the tomb on the seventh day so that you can rest in the tomb and await the day of resurrection. And you can know that you will be resurrected because Jesus rose from the dead on the first day, Sunday. And you know, even though we Christians are free to worship on any day, the reason Christians throughout history have usually worshipped on Sunday is that this is the day that Jesus rose from the dead. So technically, every Sunday is Easter Sunday. In closing, remember that Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath. We do not keep the third commandment in the way I explained because we simply have decided to ignore Exodus chapter 20 and do our own thing. No, if that were the case, we'd be guilty of great sin. But the reason we now keep the third commandment the way we do is that Jesus has helped us to see it in a whole new way now that He has fulfilled it. My friends, you are here to rest in God's work for you. And as God's forgiven people, He wants you to remember the Sabbath day by resting in Jesus' promises every moment of every day. My friends, never forget these words of Jesus. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you Sabbath rest. Amen.